just a few halachot in the subject that is discussed in the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Bet. The Gemara over there talks about something that is a dangerous item to ingest that actually can cause tzara'at. That is achilat basar vedagim biyahad. Eating fish and meat together is forbidden according to halakha because it is something that is sakana maran in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Tet Zayin Se'iv Bet. Clearly writes the yesh lezaher shelo le'echol dagim u'basar biyahad mepene shekashe latzara'at. So the question we have is today, a few questions on this subject. We know that halakha does say in Yoreh De'ah Siman Pehet that two people are not allowed to sit at the same table, two acquaintances, if one is eating meat and one is eating dairy. The logic over there is they're acquaintances, they might come and take from each other, and therefore there might be a mixture between the milk and the meat. Halakha over there says the different ways it's permissible, but it's a general rule, they're not allowed to sit together at the same table. So the question is this the same isur when one is eating fish and one is eating meat? So the halakha comes along and says that actually it is permissible for a few reasons. One reason is that on things that are asur because of sakana, people are a little more careful. Now, milk and meat, unfortunately, is only isur. However, fish and meat is already sakana. And we follow the rabbinic ruling that says, hamira sakinta mi'isura. And therefore, that becomes a leniency. Because it's so dangerous, it becomes a leniency that two people can't sit at the same table. It happens a lot of times. There's a barbecue, let's say. So people are sitting there, one guy's having a steak of some sort, the guy who doesn't like barbecue is having a piece of fish. They're sitting at the same table. They can sit at the same table at a wedding sometimes. It happens a lot of times. They serve, fish and they have meat. Of course, in separate plates, according to the halakha. But then the people come down and they're eating at the same table. You know, and this guy has meat in his plate, this guy has fish in his plate. It is permissible to remain seated. You don't have to put a certain heker or some sort of thing. It is more lenient because of that reason. That is the minhag as well. Chavaya discusses this in the Yalkut Yosef, in the Yoreh De'ah, in Isur Veter Chelek Gimal on page Shin Tet Vav. The question is, a question came up in the halakha. We know it is forbidden to bake or cook fish and meat simultaneously in the same oven. Again, we're talking about over here, since it's sakana, we're concerned that the flavors, the smoke, etc., will mix in each other, and then one has to be very careful not to cook or bake in the same oven. However, b'di'avad, if it was done, it can be b'di'avad permissible to eat it. But l'chatechila, one should refrain. If one of them was covered, then it's be permissible even l'chatechila. So in a case like that, where a person is pressed for space, he needs to cook fish and meat at the same time, the advice would be cover one of them with tin foil, for example. Even though the other one is uncovered, it would be permissible l'chatechila to keep it in the oven. But if they're uncovered, one should not cook or bake at the same time. The next question, the last question we discuss is, many times happens, person's making a barbecue and he wants to barbecue on the grill fish as well. Well, halakha does say that so long as the barbecue is clean where you're putting the fish, which means there's no mamashut of basar, the opinion of the Taz, as well as most of the Harunim, hold that we're not concerned about a bela of meat going into the fish, which means we're not concerned that there might be some, and there's not might, but there is meat in the grill of the barbecue, but that's only a flavor, that's not actually meat itself. La halakha, it is permissible to put fish on a clean meat, barbecue, and grill it. Again, so long as it is cleaned properly and there's no remnants of basar. That being said, it would be permissible even to cook them or grill them simultaneously with meat. Which means you could have meat on one half of the grill and you could have fish on the other half of the grill. Ah, I thought we just said that you can't put them in the oven together. That's because it's an enclosed area. When it's enclosed area, we're concerned that the rea and all the mixtures will combine. But on an open grill, so you keep the lid open, therefore it's opened in the air, it is mutar. So again, mutar litzlot dagim ubasar ze liyad ze al reshet beofen shareach ve'ashan mitpazer ba'avir ve'enam nugim ze baze. So you have to keep that in mind. You got to keep the grill opened, so the air will cause the, you know, the smokes to dissipate. So again, let's just review these halachot. Indeed, it is permissible for a man eating meat and somebody eating fish to sit at the same table. You do not need a heker in such a case. Number two, it is forbidden to cook in the same oven simultaneously meat and fish unless one of them is covered. And last but not least, it would be permissible to cook on a meat barbecue that is clean, thoroughly. You can cook fish, and you can even cook it side by side with the meat, so long as the barbecue cover is open and exposed to the air.